Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast or Radio Show, coming to you on this Wednesday afternoon here with a Building a Life You Want episode. IGTV peeps, YouTube guys, Facebook, what up? Thank you guys for watching. We're also going to house this in a written format over on the blog sometime this weekend. So if you guys are in the newsletter email list, you'll get that when it drips out, or if you just visit the site, it will live there. So I want to keep this quick because I know you guys are busy. So we're talking about building the life that you want. And I'm going to read from the show notes here, so if I veer off the camera, that's why. So again, a lot of people say building an ideal life or having this amazing life of happiness is a fantasy or a fairy tale, and they feel like they're pigeonholed and they're stuck in a place where they can't change their station or their situation. And they play the blame game, which is something I hate more than anything else. They blame genetics. They blame their parents. They blame geographical location, their financial situation that they were born into. They blame the economy. Shit, people blame the president for damn near everything. And they have this victim mentality forever. And they own it. And that becomes their story. In real talk, you guys, you can build a life you want. And you can build an amazing life full of happiness that brings you real joy. I'm living proof of it. Now, you can't just have it, though. It doesn't just show up at your front door. No one's going to fucking hand it to you. You can't order it off Amazon Prime. It doesn't get there in 2 days. Like all great things in life, you guys, that are worthwhile, it takes time. Whether that's having an amazing body, an amazing career, an amazing relationship, an amazing life, those things are earned. They're built. They're created. They're not just given to us. So the question is, you know, what is an ideal life? And only you guys can really answer that. But let's start with, you know, what it's probably not. And this is going to kind of blow some of your guys' minds here, but it's probably not you laying on the beach sipping drinks all day. It's probably not you guys living in a $3 to $5 million house. It's probably not you guys trying to have abs 24/7, 365. And it's probably not you driving around like in a Lambo or a Bentley as your daily driver. And I know a lot of you guys are like, well, shit, Jeremy, all those things sound super great and awesome. And in theory, they all are super cool things, and it'd be great if we could have them all at once. However, all the things I mentioned require a great amount of time, effort, energy, and most of them require a shitload of money to maintain, to have any of those things for at least a decent amount of time. And for many of you guys, I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze when it comes to those things, meaning you're not willing to sacrifice the amount of time it takes and the amount of stress it takes to keep those things. So they probably aren't in your like ideal life happiness plan. Maybe they are, but most likely they're not. And on a side note, I think a lot of times people think like if they get certain, you know, material things like a house or a car or the clothes or the status or whatever, it's going to buy them happiness. But if you did it to where the point of where you're so stressed out and so run down just to get there and able to keep that and sustain that lifestyle is going to be exhausting. It's going to, I think for a lot of people, buying those things actually buys them out of being happy and being fulfilled and having joy and having freedom for the most part. So that's just my side note there. In my two cents, you guys, from coming from where I came from to being here today, I don't know how to build anything great that doesn't require a fuck ton of crazy ass hard work. And I'm not sure I know anybody else who does either, because all the people I know who are crushing it and doing the things they want to do and are building a great life put in an insane amount of hard work and sacrifice to get there. So if we know like those things and the amount of work it takes to get all those things I mentioned aren't your, you know, perfect life or aren't the life that you want, well, what is? First, I think an amazing life is one that allows you guys to work with people you actually want to work with. Since most of us spend at least 40 hours plus a week with these humans we're surrounded by, I think enjoying those people is key. Also, I think you spending your free time with people who lift you up and make you better, and not negative shit people who drag you down is also key. So that's the human piece of you guys building this amazing life is A, working with people you want to work with and you enjoy, and A, hanging out with people in your quote-unquote free time or your time outside of your career, your vocation, or your job, you know, with people who actually lift you up and make you feel better. It seems overly simplistic, but it's a game. The next one, you guys, when it comes to you, you know, with the what you do piece of building your life, we're talking job, career, vocation, your business, your craft. You decide what you want to do. This is the thing where you got to figure out, you know, doing the shit that you love part. What do you love to do every single day? What do you enjoy? And there's no one size fits all pattern or path or, you know, kind of, you know, I guess, direction to go. Even for me, there just isn't. If you guys want to work for a nonprofit, if you want to work for a Fortune 500, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to work from home or in office, if you want to travel a lot or hardly travel at all, you decide, and only you. Knowing who you are and what you need from a career, be it money, vacation time, creativity, security, risk, internal fulfillment, only you know what fills your cup and lights you up. This is where self-awareness comes into play. You have to know who the fuck you are and what makes you happy and start from there. Everything starts from that standpoint. Reverse engineer everything you say and do from the standpoint of what makes me happy and what makes me the most fulfilled and what do I really need inside to be happy out here. For most people, it comes down to lifestyle versus income or a balance of the two. If you want more income, you have to focus on being a higher producer, taking on more responsibility, maybe more education, more hours, and more stress. Usually, to me, what I've seen is the higher stress and the more shit you're willing to eat and take on and can handle, the more money you're going to make. It doesn't always have to match up, but more often than not, if you look at careers across the board, the higher skill jobs and the more stressful ones, the people who take, I don't want to say bigger risk, but are willing to take on more stress end up making more money over time. Or the people who actually love what they do and they're just willing to work a crazy amount of hours, i.e. myself, we tend to be able to make more money than those of people who don't like their jobs or careers or vocations or their craft, you know, quite as much. It also comes down to, you know, you guys in free time. If you want weekends off, if you want to binge watch Netflix every weeknight, if you want to play in three fucking kickball leagues and, you know, do every fantasy sport and play video games, you might have to sacrifice some of the income part. But again, there is a balance there, and you guys make the call. The choice, though, the cool thing is 100% on you. And your life and your happiness are a direct product of your choices. Your life and your happiness are directly tied to the choices that you make. So when someone tells you you can't have an amazing, badass life, what they're really telling you is you're not capable of making the choices that make you happy and actually following through with them. Well, in reality, is you are in control of that. So the people who say you can't do these things, fuck those guys. They don't know what they're talking about. Your life and your happiness is a reflection of who you are and what you want to do and the impact you want to have in the life that you want to truly lead. So building an amazing kick-ass life that makes you happy, and this goes for everything, with the body you have, with the relationships, with your financial goals, with everything. It's not going to be easy. In fact, it's hard as hell to do. But why would you settle for anything less? So I'll say this again. Building an ideal, amazing career, an amazing body, amazing relationship, it's not easy. In fact, it's really fucking hard to do. But why would you guys settle for anything less when you have the power, the technology, the resources, and every opportunity in front of you to do whatever you want to do? And again, the biggest thing is, what is building, you know, a life you want? What is, you know, building an amazing life? It's one filled with happiness. I think that's it, you guys. It seems overly simplistic and simple, but again, you have to figure out, I think the human part, the interaction part, you have to figure out the vocation part, and you have to have a balance between what is the income I want to make, and what is the amount of free time I want to have, and how can I wrap those four things up to. But at the end of the day, I think it all comes down to just doing shit you love and giving back somewhat, and then obviously exchanging that for obviously money on the back end. So take that for what it's worth, you guys. Any other questions you have for me or want to see or hear on the podcast, tell me below, hit me up. I'm happy to record them. If you're in iTunes right now, stop. Don't be a lazy ass. Drop us a 5-star. Leave a comment. I would love to see it. And again, if you want to read this through, it'll be on the blog in a handful of days or on our newsletter. Shoot me your email. I'm happy to add you guys. And until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people. And please, you guys, just keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.